ending this summer, you've seen them sit in their chopping block and scraping the nice little long trees and making fish spears. And they'd be filing away on the spear, you know, made out of fire. And they'd sit for hours there, filing away and making it into a shape they wanted. And they put it on the end of the, they had a hole, or either had it tied up on the spear, and then that hole on the spear, that spear they had to fit just right in there, snug. Mm-hmm. And they had a string coming from there to the spear, tied to the spear. So when I watched them on the river, they'd get close enough, they watch for the fish they want, and then they'd spear them, and then they had line tied up on their wrist, mm-hmm. on the spear. Mm-hmm. And they'd pull it in and take them up to the beach. That was something I'd seen. And then another one they had was a hook made backwards.
Kluk? Or Kluk Puck.
Tuksek was a spear.
Tuksek,
uh-huh. Yeah.
A fish spear with the point that comes out. A chingik.
Yeah. But they had another name for that. That's the ones they used where the current was boiling like that. Oh. And the current would bring the fish up, and they had the long pole on that hook, where that hook came like that. And they take it down and they drive it into the fish. As soon as it came off, that hook turned the other way, mm-hmm. and they pull the fish in. And they had a place where they stood and waited for the fish to come up with that current. Mm. And they didn't spear them. They had that long stick on that hook. Was turned backward, but it was exactly like that, had string on it and tied to that pole.